KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies. We look for some isolated showers this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today in a high of 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Western Iowa news, officials say a food pantry that serves more than 5,000 people a month in Sioux City is being evicted because the building it operates from has been sold. The Midtown Family Community Center houses the food pantry, a free Saturday meal, and a 4-H program. Janet Reynolds of the Jones Street Neighborhood Coalition said the center's closure will be a huge loss for the community. Boys and Girls Home Incorporated owns the building and had allowed the community center to use the building rent-free. But the building was sold last month. Boys and Girls Home is moving its programs to a centralized campus at the site of the former Indian Hills Shopping Center. And Reynolds said the grant funding the center receives provides only food for the pantry and Saturday meals. She says officials are looking for another neighborhood space to reopen. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater had a very brief report released yesterday. The report said 50-year-old Connie J. Emgarten of Casey was arrested Saturday on a Cass County warrant for failure to complete jail time on an original possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense charge. Emgarten remained in the Cass County Jail as of last report. Four people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday in Creston. Authorities say 30-year-old Travis Moran of Eaton Rapids, Michigan, was arrested at a residence in the 800 block of West Taylor Street on charges of possession of paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, first offense. Moran was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,300 bond. 19-year-old Brandon Kincannon of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center Tuesday on a charge of assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. He was later released on $2,000 bond. 22-year-old Tyler Ray of Creston was arrested Tuesday on an Iowa Department of Criminal Investigations warrant for a controlled substance violation. Ray was being held on a $5,000 bond. And 59-year-old Michael Allen Fry of Creston was arrested yesterday on charges that include possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense, possession of paraphernalia, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and possession of a controlled substance on certain property, that being within 1,000 feet of a public park. He was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And a Creston man reported to police Tuesday morning that sometime between May 30th and 31st, someone took his wallet out of his vehicle that was parked in front of his residence. Loss was estimated at $20. Two people were arrested Tuesday morning in Page County after authorities were called at around 8 a.m. that day to investigate a report of persons allegedly attempting to steal a vehicle at 1273 Avenue D. During their investigation, authorities say 40-year-old Jerry Joseph Richardson and 38-year-old Danielle Renee Adams, both of Essex, were arrested. Richardson was charged with theft in the second degree and driving while barred. His bond was set at $7,000. Adams faces a charge of aiding and abetting theft, second degree. Her bond was set at $5,000. Both remained in custody Tuesday afternoon. No injuries were reported after a train struck a semi Tuesday morning near Menlo. The Iowa State Patrol says the semi driven by 74-year-old Ronald Carter of Ankeny was traveling south on Talon Avenue near White Pole Road after having just left the ethanol plant when he failed to yield at a marked railroad crossing. The 2008 train struck the trailer of the semi, causing substantial damage to both the trailer and the train. In fact, the rear end of the trailer was torn off and ended up in a nearby field. That accident happened at around 10:40 a.m. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two men being held in the Pott County Jail were presented with additional warrants on Monday. 32-year-old Troy Maurice Taylor of Council Bluffs, who was being held in jail on forgery, two counts of ID theft, and three counts of altering a written statement, was presented with a warrant for violation of probation. His bond was then set at $7,000. And 22-year-old Christopher Deshaun Thomas of Council Bluffs, who was being held on nearly two dozen other charges, was presented with a warrant for theft in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,727. Both men were returned to the custody of corrections staff after having their warrants read to them. The CAM School District's Board of Education will hold a special closed session tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. in the Nottoway Valley High School Media Center. The purpose of the meeting is to conduct formal interviews with three finalists for the shared superintendent's job. When the board returns to an open session, they may take action on offering a contract for the position prior to adjournment. As we previously mentioned, the candidate finalists include IKM Manning High School Principal Brian Wall, East Mills Essex School District Shared Superintendent Paul Cron, and Woodward Granger Superintendent Brad Anderson. Whomever is selected will begin their duties on July the 1st. And Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation Tuesday for Union County in response to heavy rains, hail, straight-line winds, tornadoes, widespread flooding, and flash flooding that began around May 17th and continued. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of severe weather and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents, along with the Disaster Case Management Program for Union County. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For top quality, great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.